Hey, yo, this is Fonz.
Quan.
And welcome to another show. We're glad that you decided to tune in with us. Do us a favor. First, like, share, and subscribe, because that's going to help us out, for real. That's really going to help us out. Also, if you're on Facebook or whatever, go to the Bat Boy Sports Podcast War Room, where we got all types of updates. I mean, even because football season is basically officially on us, it's going to be a lot of trash talk.
It's going to be a lot of trash talk. Make sure y'all follow.
Hey, y'all, what's up, man? This is the Bat Boy Sports Podcast, yo, coming back at you with another one.
Another one.
As DJ Cali would say. How you doing, man? How was your week, bro?
It's going. It's only Tuesday, so got a lot of ground to cover still.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, that's that Tuesday Norbert was singing about. But
Fisher came in and said, keep right on, you won't see wins.
Like, you want to see a B go down the slide?
Well, I'll weigh 155.
Yo. Well, welcome back, guys. Welcome back. So let's go ahead and jump into it. So first things first, trade deadline ended an hour and some change, almost 2 hours ago. All right. So it was a couple of big names that moved. One name in particular was Chase Young. He went from the Commanders to the 49ers. The rich get richer.
Woo, well, I'm telling you, boy, 49ers on my pants.
I know, boy, 49ers got money to boy. But well, you pairing him with Nick Bosa, good God.
If he can stay healthy.
He's just coming off an injury and whatnot. So if he can stay healthy, then that will be something to look out for.
So I wonder what is the signaling for the Commanders. Seem like they just in the rebuild fully.
The Commanders? It's crazy, because why would y'all be tanking right now?
I don't know.
I mean, because y'all pretty much gave the Eagles everything they could handle Sunday. Y'all play and y'all play everybody tight. So I don't get why you are mortgaging. You know what? They ain't want to pay him because of the injury history. That's what it is.
He is injury prone, but I mean, when he is healthy, he could be something to mess with. Now they're pairing him with Nick Bosa. So, woo.
If they can sustain, I'm going ahead of myself.
No, go ahead.
Sometimes you got to put the cart before the horse to get the way you need to go, but the cart always stay behind. But we ain't gonna do him like that. But another name of note, Joshua Dobbs, he got traded to the Vikings because of Kirk Cousins' Achilles injury. Now, we're seeing that Achilles injuries are not really that serious, because now we see Aaron Rodgers on the sideline at Jets games. So so y'all might want to test him. But
interesting.
And very interesting. Here's something else, though. The Commanders got rid of another one. They got rid of Montez Sweat. They sent him to the Bears. I'm like, yo, they are getting rid of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Cleaning house.
I mean, it's another big one. Leonard Williams, he got traded yesterday from the Giants to the Seahawks. That was
that's nice.
That was a pretty good deal. And of course, last week was Kevin Byard from the Titans. He got traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. So, I mean, people trying to tool up to make this championship run. But anyway, kudos to y'all for, striking a deal at 11 o'clock. But speaking of the 49ers, let's talk about them just for a little while. We ain't going to be before you long. So the 49ers, are losers of three games in a row. Now, this team started off 5-0. And have lost three consecutive games. Like Cat Williams said, Consecutive means one after the other one. So, here's my question. Well, it's not even a question. It's more of a statement. The 49ers are losing, and it don't look pretty. And I said that on purpose. All right. So, now, here's the thing. Did we overreact to the 49ers?
I think so.
I think we kind of anointed them one of the best teams in the NFC. But, you know, everybody knows the NFL is a week-by-week league. But when you're losing week after week after week, something is afoul. Something is amiss. Now, here's the thing. This is the thing I have a problem with, though. Brock Purdy, of course, you know, it was some injuries involved. I know Deebo Samuel was injured. Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey went down.
You know, yeah. You know, they red boy, blue boy. But here's the thing. I didn't see that same energy. I ain't see that. They crucified my guy. The great eight. They crucified him. But Brock Purdy got a pass. That screams something to me that I'm not going to share. Now, if you want to know about what it screams to me, check out the Backport Sports Podcast, War Room only on Facebook.
Okay.
But here's the thing. See, the 49ers, they're kind of used to stumbling. In 2022, they started 3-4. And, of course, they took a beat down that year. That was last year, 44-23 beat down from the Kansas City Chiefs. 2021, they started 2-4, 3-5, and they wound up in the NFC Championship game. And then I want to say it was the year before. For the past couple of years, they've been starting off kind of shaky. This is probably the best start they've had in a while. And now you lose to Cleveland. Who was they lost to? They just lost to Cincinnati.
And they lost to I can't remember that third one.
Yeah, it's that third one. It's a team they wasn't, but I know it was a team. It all three of those losses, those are teams they ain't supposed to lose to. Mm-hmm. In my opinion. So I am welcoming your take on the San Francisco 49ers.
I think I seen something this week about the 49ers losing and what's maybe causing them to lose or what makes them different from a team like the Eagles, who are 7-1, I believe.
Yeah.
The Eagles win in different ways. They can win defensively. They can win offensively. The 49ers, they just rely on that defense and Christian McCaffrey on the offensive side of the ball. So it's really that old school football of playing good defense and running the football and letting Brock Purdy just pretty much be a great game manager and not turning over the ball too much. Mm-hmm. Which I think they have kind of they're kind of expecting too much out of him right now. They need to go back to what they was doing before and rely on Christian McCaffrey, who is probably the MVP of that team, the most valuable player of that whole entire roster. They're putting the too much pressure on Purdy, and he's turning over the football, which isn't good. And other teams are just taking advantage of the lack of variety they have on the offense, really. I mean, yes, their defense is scary. I mean, you know, all the defense players that they have, all 11 men on the field, they all sprint to the football, which is really scary. Yeah. We all know what they're about in their defense, but it's just a matter of trying to figure out, okay, do we want Brock Purdy to be, you know, put the team on his back and be responsible, or do we want to continue to run this ball with Christian McCaffrey and, you know, just stick to dink and dunk type of offensive play with Brock Purdy passing the ball. Right. But I do think they're expecting a lot out of such a young guy who was on the verge, I felt like, of having a good year. I guess that was the blurred lines of starting 5-0. But
But looking through the 49er color glasses at this point, at that time, you know.
Yeah, I mean, as you can see, the 49ers take pride in their defense. They just acquired Chase Young, so that could be big, like I said, if he can stay healthy. Mm-hmm. So the defense is continuing to get better, but it's not helping them putting any points on the board. And no. Speaking of the team that they lost to, the Vikings was the Vikings.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I just think, man, they're expecting too much out of Purdy, and Purdy isn't he's turning over the ball too much.
In key moments, he's turning over the ball. And yeah. you throw 5 picks in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. 2 to the Bengals, 2 to the Vikings, 1 to the Browns. Check this out. Mm-hmm. That Browns game, he only threw for 125 yards. Mm-hmm. I can pee 125 yards, even at my age now. The next game, then he marginally went back up 272 and then 365 with 1 touchdown. He's thrown 3 touchdowns in the past 3 weeks to 5 picks. That is not conducive to the winning formula. The name of the game for the San Francisco 49ers, and I'm kind of piggybacking off what you just said, is from the quarterback position, take care of the ball. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do. You got, like I said, you got Chris McCaffrey, you got Debo Samuel, you got Brandon Ayuk, you got all them.
You got George Kittle.
I keep forgetting about George Kittle. So you got all of that. Even George Kittle said in the press conference after the loss to the Bengals, hey, dude, just don't turn the ball over. just take care of the ball. Honestly, in my opinion, Brock Purdy needs to come, instead of trying to play hero ball, he needs to come to the game manager side of things.
Yeah.
Just manage the game. You take what the defense give you, and you just manage the game. Don't try to be the hero. I mean, you got picked at the last, you the last pick of the draft for a reason.
I mean, that too, and going back to this past week against Cincinnati, I mean, the guy was literally running towards you, mm-hmm. and you still threw the ball. But it's just intriguing just looking at that past game, the 49ers, they go fumble, interception, punt, field goal, and touchdown, and then another punt. And the Bengals, Cincinnati, they shut them out in the third quarter to no points. Mm-hmm. They held them to 3 points in the second. Mm-hmm. They held them to 1 touchdown in the fourth and the first. So just, and then with me naming those punts and the interceptions, field goals are nice depending on the circumstances, but typically they don't win games unless it's like you need a field goal to win the game.
They had the opportunity. So that's why, and I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm not going to put the Cleveland loss on him because.
No. I can't fault that. That's the only loss I can't fault him for.
That's the only one I can't give him. And if y'all mm-hmm. want to talk about it, please let us know in the comments. But I can't give him that loss because he did what he had to do. Now, the conditions were terrible. You know, you're playing against an AFC North team. Everybody knows this time of year, the AFC North, when you outside in those elements, it is not fun, especially in Ohio. So I'm not going to give him that one. But the other two, I'm going to have to look at you sideways. And I want the media to have that same energy.
And just and with me, I'm just over here just browsing over all the games that they've played.
Yeah.
Points wise, they have not been scoring a lot of points. Ooh. Either they struggle in the first half, or they come out in the second half and don't do anything. So really, the defense has been putting them in winning positions to be still 5-3. So right. I mean. They haven't been putting a lot of points on the board offensively. Yeah. And, I mean, thanks to the defense that's been keeping them in games because, then again, the majority of the teams that they have played over the last 6-7 weeks ain't been too hot. I'm just saying.
I'm looking at the same thing you're
looking at. They're playing JV teams. who have, you know, comparable struggles in offense. So yeah, that helps when you have a real good defense.
It really does. So
their defense is probably the best in the NFL.
I can't give them that.
Possibly.
I can give them top five, but I can't give them best in the NFL.
Who would you pick number one?
The Purple Rain, of course. Go look at the stats. The stats will tell you that the Ravens defense is the best defense in the league right now.
I'm gonna have to get with you back on that one.
Oh, we live. Hold on. We live right now. Hold on. 2:23.
Baltimore Ravens, best defense in the NFL.
We can do that. Now they got the best passing defense because wait a minute. Okay, never mind. Because the quiet as it's kept, the Ravens not really getting up a lot of passing yards. To be real with you.
Let me see.
No, I apologize. According to Fox Sports, the Ravens are number two.
Okay, we're close enough.
And the 49ers.
Who is number one?
Right now, the 49ers. Let me make sure this is current. Okay, that's today. So as of today, according to Fox Sports, the Ravens are number two. 49ers are ninth.
Ooh.
And
I see it right here. Let me see. One, two. Yep, that's right. The Cleveland Browns have the number one defense in the NFL.
They got the number one defense by like that much because they're giving up just a tad bit of less yards than the Ravens are. But here's the thing. Look at touchdowns allowed. The 49ers have allowed 14 touchdowns all year. Mm-hmm. To me, as somebody who would look at stats, yards, okay. Teams are going to get yards in garbage time, especially if you blow them out. It's the touchdowns that you allow.
You're right. That costs you. They only giving up maybe seven. Well, they averaging 17.5 points.
Exactly. Allowed. Exactly.
So that's still adding up to those touchdowns. Yeah.
Right.
These two touchdowns or more.
Yeah. So, in essence, they are a top 10. So, I did do them a favor by saying top five.
I was a little high on them. The Browns is quietly number one, though. Truth be told,
you're not scoring 35 points on the Browns right now.
Nope.
You're not. The closest they got scored, the 35 was 28, and that was by us.
Mm-hmm.
But... Let's paint the picture real quickly. Do we think the 49ers, even though they got a lot of stuff going on right now, remember they're in a bye week. So they'd actually get
right on time.
I'm telling you, that's what the doctor ordered. Do you think they can make a run from here?
Right here where they are. Even they currently are 5-3 and they second in the division right now. But okay, when they come off the bye week, they play Jacksonville, who's been winning games. They've been winning games. I don't understand how, because we lost to them Sunday. We lost to them Sunday.
Okay,
but it's all right. Y'all,
let's press pause. Let me press pause right there. So, y'all know, I bleed purple and black, and it pains me to say it, but y'all got robbed.
Yeah, but the referees, you know, called the refs crazy.
I'm not gonna say that's an excuse that you can hang your hat on, but early on in that game, y'all got robbed. Y'all got hosed down. I ain't even gonna front. I watched the game. I tried to watch. I got it from like halftime on. Y'all got hosed down real bad. But like you said, the 49ers got the Jaguars in Jacksonville.
They got the Jaguars. They got Tampa. They got the Seahawks. They got the Eagles. That's a circle. They play Seahawks again, but this is divisional. So those games are circle too because you just never know what the divisional games. They could go either way. They got Arizona. They got Baltimore. They got Washington and they got the Rams. So you asking me, can they make a run right here as far as making the playoffs?
It's plausible.
It's possible, but the train is already kind of off track. And depending on the execution from Jaguars coming off that bye week, the Jaguars still playing. They are, I think they either already had their bye week or they're going to have one late.
I think so.
But they still playing.
Yeah.
So it's, I feel like coming off a bye is always kind of tougher on teams that's coming off of it because you really ain't do nothing. You probably, most players go visit family during that time. You know, they that's their time alone. That's their, you know, time to get away from football, even though they do get back to it. But nevertheless, I still think they can make the playoffs, but I know one thing. They ain't going to go 5-0. Throughout these last
No.
I know that much.
No, because now here's the thing. But, here's the thing. That Eagles game is significant.
Yes, it is.
That Eagles game
that's
is
the whole coaching.
That's going to decide where the road to the Super Bowl will travel. Will it go to Santa Clara or will it be up there in Philadelphia one more time? That's going to be that
they're currently number 5 right now in the NFC Conference.
Right.
So you forget about the Lions being 6-2 because they quiet too.
Oh yeah, they real quiet. Now here's
they 6-2.
Here's the thing about the Lions, and I hate to say it, but here's the thing about the Lions. They only had one real test. They only had just one real test this year. Kansas City looks mortal. They don't look like what they used to look like.
Okay.
They played around for a few weeks and they came to Baltimore. They got smacked in the head. Gone ahead with that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, and then they turn around and they played the Raiders last night.
Yeah.
They really have not had a test. I still believe they're going to make some noise in the NFC.
But just looking, I think they're dangerous though, even though, I mean, they can't help who they play.
You're right.
Yeah. But just looking at the remainder of their schedule, they have an opportunity to maybe take the number one seed in the NFC because they play the Chargers, the Bears, the Packers, the Saints, the Bears again, the Broncos, the Vikings, the Cowboys, and the Vikings again. So it's like, yeah, they could possibly be the team that you have to go to Detroit and play.
They could possibly be the number two seed, though.
Number one, number two seed. Yeah, they gonna be up there somewhere.
They gonna be in the number.
But yeah, they gonna be up there somewhere.
The crazy thing is, it all depends on what happens December 3rd at 4:25 p.m.
Yeah,
that's the kicker. And honestly, like I've been saying all year, Detroit is my dark horse.
Yeah,
for the NFC.
I don't know though. Going back to the 49ers, I can't call it.
Right.
I mean, I don't think. If they continue to play the way that they're playing, I don't think they'll make a run at all. They might fall.
They may stumble out the gate, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, yes, the defense is good and everything, but like I said, you can't keep relying on that. First off, it causes a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
Number two, you're not putting any points on the board. That's what you need to win the game. And the offense just hasn't been what it should be. Yes, Christian McCaffrey's been playing ball. Mm-hmm. I salute that brother. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the squad, you know, where has Deebo Samuel been this year?
He's been on the shelf. And your best ability is availability at this point.
You know what I mean?
But again, all those factors are jumbled up in a ball. You still got to take care of the football.
Yeah, they do.
Regardless of who's on the shelf, where the shelf at, what is the light on in the room where the shelf is sitting, you still got to take care of that football. That's just me. You know, because, again, we got to have this, the energy got to go across the board. It got to go across the board. If you're going to have it for one, you got to have it for the other 31. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right, so before we get out of here, let me go try something new. I'm going to try something with you. I'm going to give you a quiz.
Okay.
I want you to tell me, who is this quarterback? I'm going to give you a stat line. This quarterback went 24 for 38 for 241 yards, two interceptions, a 59.2 passer rating, and a 63.2 completion percentage.
P-Mac, Patrick Mahomes.
Of course, P-Mac. Yes, sir. he was studying, I swear. Boy, you get an A+. You pass the class, dog. Go to hell. He passed the class, y'all. He passed the class. Oh, my God. He could have let the backup play. I'm going to end with that. Nope. The backup could have did it. Look,
Denver surprised me. I'm just saying, we were just talking about Denver last week.
We hung them out to dry last week. We talked about future, and we know we put everything in the pot. And then I be John Brown. They gonna come out there and beat up on Patrick Mahomes.
But like you said, Kansas ain't the same Kansas. As you can see, they went back and got a familiar name. They had to go back. They said, look, we need somebody over here. They traded my boy to the Jets, I believe.
And then when they got him back.
And then they had to go get him back. But
like a rubber band, just boinged them back.
Kansas, I got popped in the mouth last year. And that's why I'm not really saying too much about the Kansas City Chiefs, because, they was the most slept team in the NFL last year.
Yes.
But I will say their offense does not look the same.
It does not. It has not looked explosive. Right now, Mahomes is playing hero ball, because technically he ain't got nobody. I mean, he got some pieces, Travis Kelce, but he ain't really got that home run hitter.
Right, yeah. But they still win a game, so I got
to give it to him.
I don't mess with Kansas, I throw my hands up when it comes down to Kansas.
Look, let me tell you something.
They won the Super Bowl without number one receiver. That was enough. That was enough for me.
I got to give him that part. But I'm like, Bernie Mac, I ain't scared of you MFers. I'm just saying.
But they beat him. But like I said, man, Kansas ain't Kansas. Like we, seen them at, when they were at their peak. But, every team got their downfall. And they kind of in the rebuilding stage at the wide receiver core.
Yeah.
They had a big name go. And,
and they square off against the Dolphins this week. Is that two in a row?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't speak on that too early, because Andy Reid know Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill know Andy Reid. And, it's familiar faces most of the time. I don't know. I know he'll get a touchdown. I think he'll get a touchdown. But I don't know, man.
I don't know. I don't see Kansas City defense really containing Tyreek Hill and them boys for 60 minutes.
I feel like if nobody else can't do it, Kansas should be able to do it, whether you got Honey Badger back there or not.
That's a name I heard a long time.
I don't even know where Honey Badger went.
I think he went back home. But see, the key to that game is, A, do not try to play hero ball. Miami's defense is a lot better than it was the first part of the season. They've gotten some pieces back. Mm-hmm. B, honestly, Kansas City is going to have to play the Miami Dolphins game, meaning they're going to have to go score for score at this point. Because
I don't think it's going to be a score for score type game, though.
Hey, we said that about Miami and Denver.
But this has turned out 70-20.
If they put a 70 boy, you ain't seen a 70 boy in a long time. I ain't never seen a 70 boy.
I ain't never seen a 70 boy either.
Shoot, even when the Patriots was ripping and running back in the day, they ain't put no 70 boy on nobody.
But listen, check this out, though. You know how Kansas is now. They're playing in Kansas.
No,
Matter of fact, they ain't playing in Kansas.
They going overseas. They going to Germany.
They going overseas. I don't know. I really don't know now.
I don't know about Germany.
Tommy Hill may not be able to breathe that type of air over there in Germany. So he may not be able to run. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to Amsterdam.
He's not going to Amsterdam. He's going to Germany.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? The oxygen levels may be a little different over there. You know, they talk tight, you know what I'm saying? They worry much together. It's a mean, well, never mind. I ain't gonna say that right now. They got schnitzel on. I'm sorry, Germany.
Don't hurt me.
I'm saying, my boy, Gus, for getting the touchdown, running right to the sideline and sitting down.
I'm just saying, man.
I don't know, man. I don't think it'd be a score for score. Somebody gonna get blown out. I don't know who gonna
it could go.
Somebody
honestly
gonna get blown out or shut out.
Honestly, it could go either way. And we ain't said that about Kansas City in a long time. It could go either way. That's all I got for you. But yes, so good show, man. Good show. Guys, thank y'all. Y'all really blew up last week video, man. We appreciate y'all for that. Just do me a quick favor, you know, brother to brother, brother to sister, how you want to do it, brother to sister, brother, how if y'all go, well, I don't judge, you know. Leave a like.
The views and opinions expressed are not of Fonz, Quan, or Back Porch Sports Podcast.
Oh,
viewer and listener discretion is strongly advised.
Man!
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You need to leave Ricky Smiley alone. You need to stop listening to Ricky Smiley.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, man. Look, it's a lot of my
age. I'm not judging you. It's just, look, you know, look, I'm just saying.
Listen, man. I believe taking these days and getting the original birth certificate, boy.
Can't look at the ID no more.
Gotta take them to certain service halls to get the original birth certificate. What you were born at.
So who you file taxes under? That's what I want to know. Hold on, my bad.
The views and opinions expressed are not a Fonz, Quan, or Back Porch Sports Podcast. Viewer and listener discretion is strongly advised.
Shoot, man.
I'm just saying, man. Look, but what was
it? Got that BBL back there before you got off. It
look like water in your hips. It'd be swaying from to and fro.
Y'all swaying all the time
on
your dagger.
My thing is, I'm sorry, I got to do it, man. Why you going to get a BBL and then you look like a lowercase b when you're walking? Lawyers, well,
the views and opinions expressed are not of Fonz, Quan, or Back Porch Sports Podcast.
Well, we finna get canceled like a mug, boy. Man, we gonna go out. We about to just go ahead, go out. Dad, go there, Lawyer. Go out with a blaze of glory. I'm trying to tell you. So I walk around looking like an alphabet. Just, I'm sorry. Look, especially when you ain't got no legs. How you look?
Oh, God.
Look, your leg is that thin, but your booty is about that big. It don't match. You're like an upside down exclamation point. But anyway, we gonna go ahead and jump right here because them people's coming after us. The PCA, PETA, and the dog school bus is coming up after us. I don't care. One thing about the back porch, yo, and all jokes aside, it go down the back porch. I'm just saying. you subject to hear some stuff that ain't quite right. I'm just saying, you know, but you know, charge it to our heads and not a horse.
I'm just trying to protect all the fellas out there. You know what I'm saying?
He done gave him a PSA.
Yeah, man, you been got hypnotized, you know what I'm saying?
You can't look on the dead no more. Because you
know, that's no word. Well, listen,
I'm going to put it to like this. If she could palm a basketball, her name is not Lisa Leslie. You need the bag back. You need the bag back. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to tell you, buddy. You got a check.
The views and opinions expressed are not of Fonz, Quan, or Back Porch Sports Podcast.
That's a record.
Viewer and listener discretion is strongly advised.
I swear that's a record. I done hit that button about four times, man. All right, let's go get out of here, man. But look, just leave us a comment. You know, let us know how you like the show. And you got to take with that, man. Oh, appreciate y'all. Really do. I really appreciate y'all. We really appreciate y'all, man. We, you know, we do
not
this
at all.
For y'all.
Listen, I really want y'all to comment. So I got a question. Who is the better receiver? Or what was the receiver that you would choose? Tyreek Hill or A.J. Brown? When we get some comments, we'll be back next week to discuss that.
Oh, yeah. We'll put that out there because I'm going to go ahead and give y'all my answer early. It's neither.
What?
But we'll talk about that next week on the show. So be back here, same time, same channel.
So I'm gonna rephrase it because I want to answer from fine. Who is receiver number one?
Justin
Tyreek
Jefferson
Hill, AJ Brown.
Justin Jefferson.
Who's the real number one receiver?
We'll talk about that
between
next
them
week.
Two.
Between those two. I thought you was talking about
between them two.
I thought you was sprinkling.
I just want to talk about AJ Brown or Tyreek Hill. That's all I got to talk about.
That's all you got to do.
Justin Jefferson on the bench. We ain't talking about Justin Jefferson. We be back. We ain't talking about Justin Jefferson. We're talking about AJ Brown. Tyreek Hill.
Okay, you ain't had to do my close personal friend Justin Jefferson like that.
He ain't got a quarterback, so he might as well stay.
We did a show on that dude, man. We showed him some tremendous love on this platform. You cannot do my boy like that.
He got a peanut about to be quarterback for him.
Bye. So we see y'all next time, okay?
Y'all look like the peanut of proud family. Your quarterback.
The views and opinions expressed are not of Fonz, Quan, or Back Porch Sports Podcast.
I'm done.
Viewer and listener discretion is strongly advised.
He's like a ballhead, Mr. Peanut. But anyway, we're going to get up out of here. So, and I'm bald too, but dag that dude bald. But it's the... Hold on. If he got the Jada Pinkett, look, all right, my bad, yo. I don't...
Yo.
Bye. Hey, yeah. We'll see y'all next week, man. See y'all next week.